few of those affected by the old don't ask, don't tell policy on sexual orientation. CBS's Jim Axelrod.
They don't have to go through any process of applying for a discharge upgrade. It's just being done. So this is a critically important point. A lot of veterans we talked to said that the process was so onerous, so confusing, it felt like it was stacked against them. And now you're going to see this sort of automatic change. All they have to do is request new paperwork.
Now to Georgia, a key presidential battleground, CBS's Natalie Brand.
Voters waited in line in the battleground state of Georgia Tuesday as early voting got underway.
This is a very important election.
We're really a critical state in that election, so I feel honored to be voting.
Former President Donald Trump, who still faces charges of election interference in the state from 2020, plans to rally there tonight, while Harris, campaigning in Michigan today, will continue to try to boost turnout among black men.
A judge in Georgia ruled today that county election officials have to certify the results by a legal deadline, even if it's thought there were mistakes or fraud. Donald Trump's campaigning right now in Chicago.
We're about growth. She's got no growth whatsoever, and we're all about growth. We're going to bring companies back to our country.
In North Carolina, some new numbers weeks after Hurricane Helene from Governor Roy Cooper.
As of today, the task force number of unaccounted for people is 92. The task force, law enforcement, and other partners will continue working to locate those who are unaccounted for.
Cooper's Republican lieutenant governor, who's running for his job, is suing CNN. Mark Robinson has denied CNN's story that alleged he made explicit racial and sexual posts on a pornography website. Lawyers for 100 survivors and relatives of the deadliest shooting in Maine history are suing the Army and a hospital for what they say was a failure to stop and act the reservists who carried out the attack. CBS's Nancy Cordes says two giant pandas from China are now in the U.S. In a matter of weeks after a quarantine, folks will get to see them at the National Zoo in D.C.
The new pandas, Bao Li and Qing Bao, are adolescents, 3 years old. And from what we've seen so far, they are just as furry, floppy, and roly-poly as their predecessors.
And checking Wall Street, the Dow is down 118, the S&P down 22. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine County saw a 3% increase in September home sales. Kenosha County saw a 12% drop. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors warns of long-term danger if new housing construction doesn't increase. A funeral for Maxwell Baer, a Racine firefighter who died in a motorcycle accident, will be held Friday at Racine's Memorial Hall. A fundraising page has been set up to support Baer's unborn child. A freeze warning has been issued for the area, with temperatures expected to drop below 30 tomorrow morning. People are being advised to protect plants and outdoor plumbing. Racine Mayor Corey Mason yesterday addressed the ongoing city council boycott. In an interview on the Don Rosen Show, he defended the 2019 ordinance that increased his control over the council's agenda. The mayor expressed concern over delayed city business. There is a meeting tonight where things could get back on track. And the Halo Shelter in Racine is seeking donations for a holiday-themed activity for kids in their care. The organization is looking for pumpkins, painting supplies, candy, and treat bags. Donations are accepted through Friday at their Racine location. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks beat the Bulls. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks with a 111-107 win over the Chicago Bulls. Giannis led with 23 points in 24 minutes. Forward Torin Prince joined the team in free agency and was asked if he thinks the Bucks are ready for the regular season to begin.
I feel like we're ready. An 82-game season comes with a lot of ups and downs. So having experience in the game, knowing that those are going to come, staying level-headed when things do get lower, adversity hits, being able to weather the storm as fast as possible.
NFL Packers players seem to embrace and welcome back Romeo Doubs after his one-game suspension during Sunday's win over the Cardinals. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
It's just like anything in life. If you have an issue or something goes on within your family, it's not like you just disown your family. You know, you're going to find a way to work through it. And I'm proud of our guys and everybody collectively, Rome, everybody just kind of finding a way to work through it. And I think that's behind us now.
As Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly sunny this afternoon and breezy. Winds whipping out of the north up to 30 miles per hour. This keeps our highs near 50. And as the high pressure moves in tonight, skies clear, winds calm, temperatures crash cold. Flirting with the freezing mark, a freeze warning goes into effect overnight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 48.
Timeless is right here on WRJN. Got a freeze warning for the overnight. It's going to be a kind of a Sophie choice night for me. What plants do I save or what do I let die?
It's the time of the season. When love runs high in this time, give it to me easy. And let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promise. Like me, has he taken any time
to show?
What's your name?
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy? Here is.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken?
Has he taken
any time?
Any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you.
Radio Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. system that sways.
WRJN's provided local news. Now timeless hits to 97 years, 57 of those years with Paul Harvey. He's on at 7:25 with Don Rosen and on my show at 12:15. But one thing I just wanted to mention here, we've got freeze alerts for overnight for your plants. Bring them in if you want to save them or let them die a cruel cold death. But now, now to my subject matter, which now using that cold, cruel death might have been a, probably shouldn't have used that one. Especially when I'm going to tell you about our website, civicmedia.us/help, civicmedia.us/help to help victims of Hurricane Helene and Hurricane Milton. Helene, it's still a mess down there, particularly in North Carolina. After having a hurricane and the heat, now it's turned around and they're getting snow tonight down there and cold temperatures. A lot of those people that lost everything are living in tents right now. And so on our civicmedia.us/help, we have a link to Samaritan's Purse, and they are really unbelievable with their help that they do and how they create magic out of maybe even 10 bucks. We also have a link to American Red Cross and a link to World Kitchen Central. If you'd like to help out in any way, even 10 bucks would be a big deal. You can check out our website, civicmedia.us/help, and help out the victims, because us getting overnight freeze is nothing compared to just the crisis that is even in our country down south.
Questions you might hear a lot this fall. Will my team make the playoffs? How much snow are we getting this winter? And whatever happened to Tammy Baldwin? After 25 years in D.C., Baldwin sides with the extreme left. Baldwin voted to give nearly $1 billion in COVID relief money to criminals in prison, even the Boston Marathon bomber. That's nuts. And she supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters to admit biological men who claim to be women. Baldwin even backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. So here's one more question. Now that Baldwin's gone so far left, why should we keep her in the Senate? It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Love is in your eyes. But
rooftops. Yep. Aaron Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, Kenosha's too. And during this horrible election season where everybody's hating on everybody, I think we should adopt this as our official Everybody Can Get Along song. It's Glenn Campbell on WRJN.
If you see your brother standing by the road with a heavy load, and if you see your sister falling by the way, just stop and say, you're going the wrong way. You've got to try a little kindness, yes, show a little kindness. Just shine your light for everyone to see.
Timeless hits, WRJN. Glenn Campbell says it best during this 2024 election cycle. You got to try a little kindness, people. Sure, we need to get along. Everybody's riffing on whether they're going to vote for dogs or cats this year. And I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm voting for dogs. Although, catch me on a Thursday, and I'm all about the kitty cats. All righty. So we are going to check in now with the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Kamala Harris campaign blitzed Wisconsin Monday. Tim Walz was in Eau Claire and Green Bay.
One or two people in every precinct in Wisconsin or Michigan or Pennsylvania will be the difference.
First Lady Jill Biden stumped for Kamala Harris in Madison.
Another Trump administration would lead to more chaos, more greed, more division.
The election is in 3 weeks. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says he expects challenges to Wisconsin's election results. He tells WYSN-TV's Upfront that Wisconsin has safe and secure elections and that his Justice Department is prepared to defend the results if it has to. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine and Kenosha counties were on the opposite ends when it comes to September home sales in the region. The entire seven-county area saw an almost 4% decline in year-to-year sales. However, Racine went against that trend. Home sales there went up in that time period 3%. Kenosha County saw the biggest decline in the region. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors say there was a 12% drop in Kenosha County home sales. The realtors warn that there is a significant long-term danger if there continues to be a lack of new single-family and condo units being built. There's a funeral Friday for a fallen Racine firefighter. The community will gather to honor Maxwell Bayer, who died in a motorcycle accident last week near Alpine Valley. Racine's Memorial Hall will host the funeral for the longtime public servant. Bayer married last year, with his wife carrying his unborn child. A fundraising page has been set up by the Professional Firefighters of Wisconsin with funds meant to support the child's future education. A freeze warning for tomorrow, but temps back to 70 by Sunday. The National Weather Service has issued a freeze warning for the area that'll run tomorrow morning. Temps of just below 30 are predicted, with the warning going out about vegetation. It's recommended that you bring in any outdoor plants and to protect any unprotected outdoor plumbing. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Partly sunny this afternoon and breezy. Winds whipping out of the north up to 30 miles per hour. This keeps our highs near 50. And as the high pressure moves in tonight, skies clear, winds calm, temperatures crash cold. Flirting with the freezing mark, a freeze warning goes into effect overnight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 48.
Three Dog Night. Wait, there's more. Yep. Local news and timeless hits. We are WRJN with Urban Service.
Every time I see you looking my way, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? In the park or walking down the highway, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? When you move up closer to me, put you
The ships roll in, and then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home. Gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. Loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Otis Redding on WRJN with local news. The timeless hits with freeze warnings with the Beatles.
Ooh, I need your love, babe. Guess you know it's true. Hope you need my love, babe. Just like I need you.
One show I care. Ooh, I need your love, babe. Yes, you know it's true. Hope you need my love, babe. Just like I need you. Oh, hold me, love me. Hold me, love me. I ain't got nothing but love, babe. Show I care. Love you every day, girl. Always on my mind. One thing I can say, girl. Love you all the time. Hold me, love me. Hold me, love me. I ain't got nothing but love, babe. 8 days a week. 8 days a week. 8 days a week. WRJN.
It's WRJN. I'm just excited about Kurt Vollman coming up next. He's going to give us a little wrap-up of what he's doing on his show after 2 o'clock. So we'll be joining him in just a moment. But right now, Packer football season. This Sunday's game is against the Houston Texans, starting with a pregame of 10. Kickoff at noon, and just join Wayne Larrabee and Larry McCarron for the play-by-play. Packer football on WRJN is sponsored locally by Easy Mobility Solution, as southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility. Lee's Deli, serving up tasty rewards and Racine's best sandwiches for over 50 years. And my gut and me, although we don't get along all the time, but we agree on Lee's Deli. It's awesome. Plus Gabriel, the promoter, online at Gabriel Promote. And by Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. And if you, you're in with one of our sponsors, or you go in there once in a while, please thank them for WRJN for bringing Packer football live on WRJN AM 1400, 99.9 Racine, and 98.1 Kenosha.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Okay, I am a very busy working mom. And you know what I avoided doing for far too long? Getting my money organized, making sure my family knows where everything is, and what they can do if, God forbid, something happens to me and I can't manage my own money. The Securities and Exchange Commission, of all places, recommends these steps. Organize all your important documents, keep them up to date, put them in one place. Number two, tell your trusted family or a trusted friend where to find all your accounts and assets. Ideally, give one of them a copy of that list. And lastly, if you've got a financial professional, make sure they know your emergency contacts. It's not rocket surgery, but sometimes it's hard to sit down and do this stuff. I hope this reminder helps. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready.
It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Yeah.
is as sweet as a punch. When big desire is the fire in the eyes of chicks whose sickness is the games they play. And when the masquerade is played, the neighbor folks make jokes at who is most to blame today. And then along comes Mary. And does she want to set him free and let him see reality from where she got a name? And will they struggle much when told that such a tender touch of her will make them not the same? When we met, I was sure out to lunch. Now my empty cup is as sweet as the punch.
Some punch right now.
Sweet as the punch.
Probably mix it up a little bit with sherbet.
Sweet as the punch.
One more time now.
Sweet as the punch.
As the association, along comes Mary on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, and the very awesome Kurt Vollman. Take it away. What are you doing today?
Hey, Cindy. Yeah, coming up on today's show, we're going to learn all about the All I Want for Christmas is You challenge, and we'll learn how SpaceX is now catching rockets with chopsticks. It's all coming up on today's show, but we'll get it all going after the top of the hour news with some Diana Ross and the Supremes.
All right. Diana Ross, Supremes after 2. I'm Cindy Huber, and we've got CBS National News coming up in the next few minutes. We also have Stuart J. Waddles with local news, Mike Clemens with sports. I love you, Mike. And weather. Right now, CCR and WRJ. And you have a great day now. Mwah!
Some folks are born made to wave the flag. Cool, they're red, white, and blue. And when the band plays Hail to the Chief, cool, they point the cannon at you. Now, it ain't me. It ain't me. I ain't no Senator Sansa. It ain't me. It ain't me.
And timeless favorites, WRJN.
Maybe you wanna give me kisses sweet, but only for one night with no repeat.
Notion.